the president should stop apologizing, stop being defensive. The reality is the NSA has saved thousands of lives, not just in the United States, but also in France and Germany and throughout Europe. And, you know, the French are some ones to talk. I mean, the fact is they've carried out spying operations against the United States, both the government and industry. As far as Germany, that's where the Hamburg plot began, which led to 9/11. They've had dealings with Iran and Iraq, North Korea, the French and the Germans, other European countries. And we're not doing this for the fun of it. This is to gather valuable intelligence, which helps not just us, but also helps the Europeans.
That was Congressmember Peter King, who may well be running for president of the United States. Glenn Greenwald.
Well, first of all, are Democratic partisans at all embarrassed by the fact that the most vocal proponents of these NSA spying programs, aside from people like Dianne Feinstein, are the very Republicans whom they've spent years deriding as these radicals and extremists, people like Peter King or John Boehner or Michelle Bachmann, all of whom have very vigorously defended President Obama's spying program? Does that give Democrats any pause at all about what the real value or purpose of these spying programs are? What Peter King is essentially telling the French and telling the world is that they ought to be grateful that the United States government is invading the privacy of their citizens by the millions and intercepting their communications data. And I think that message is resonating really quite poorly